Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan. In our efforts to mine every little bit of information from our Food and Wine magazine subscriptions,
Should deduct that, by the way.
I should. I was looking through the May 2016 of Bon Appetit, and I saw a feature that has your name written all over it. This is a cocktail wheel, similar to perhaps a color wheel, using the basic sour formula for cocktails to make a whole bunch of different things, from a margarita to your favorite, the whiskey sour, to a French 75, to a mojito, to a daiquiri. And I am sharing this with you and to let you explore the many, many possibilities. See if there's anything there that floats your cocktail boat.
Oh my God, so many things float my boat here. So the whiskey sour, basically, in the classic bar mitzvah whiskey sour from my youth, which of course we were drinking.
Or cousin's wedding in my youth.
Exactly. When we were 12 or so, we were drinking these things. What did we know?
It was a special occasion.
It's true. Canadian whiskey, lemon juice, some simple syrup or sugar, a bit of orange, a maraschino cherry, and it better be an artificial one. None of those beautiful Luxardo cherries in this. And I remember the bartenders. There was always a video or a film of the bartenders shaking the mix.
Jonathan, what is the basic formula that they
suggest? It's so simple. Lemon juice, simple syrup, and whiskey, Canadian whiskey.
And that can be the basis for a whole bunch of things.
Change it to tequila, change it to lime, simple syrup, a bit of salt, kaboom, and you have a margarita. Change it to rum, a little bit of simple syrup and lime juice, boom, you have a daiquiri. Change it to cachaça in honor of the Olympics and a little bit of lime, and boom, you have the caipirinha. The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
There's so many nice things you can do. If you want it woody, it's going to be bourbon. If you want it clean, it's going to be gin. By the way, the Baltimore Whiskey Company is making a hell of a good gin for cocktails. I just have to give them a plug. I bought a bottle.
I have heard you speak to them.
It is delicioso. So they're doing a really good job. So the sour, it's so easy. And I have to say, the wheel that Bon Appetit in their May 2016 edition, you should make a poster out of this. I think that would be excellent. And just live. It's like a religion. You could live your whole life basically making sours from various places.
Put it on the wall in my day job and dream of the weekend.
Right. The other famous cocktail family, of course, which is the different mishpacha, the in-laws of this are the Manhattan and the old-fashioned cocktails, which are another world.
Yeah, that's definitely in my wheelhouse.
Exactly. So we'll discover those in another week.
Okay.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cocktails are easy. Just do them.
Cheers.